Today's daf was Erev and daf Yud, and yesterday's daf we concluded that there was a Mishnah that speaks about a large and a small chatzar that border on each other, and we say carrying in the large chatzar is mutter, but in the small chatzar it's aser. So we suggested that you can reconcile that Mishnah with Rabbi Chiya's shita that a lechi that's nearer mi bechutz v'shav mi b'fnim, that's only visible from the outside, is still considered a kasher lechi even though it's not visible from inside the mavi. So the Gemara points out that ability to make those two things work together is very questionable. Hai mai, the Gemara says, how can you suggest that the Mishnah fits with Rabbi Chiya? If a lechi that's only visible from the outside were in fact kasher, the Mishnah had no reason to say that the larger chatzar was exactly one amma larger than the smaller chatzar, because to permit carrying in the larger chatzar, we only need two valid lechis, which would mean the larger one has to only be two tefachim larger than the smaller one. It doesn't need to be a full amma larger than the smaller one. You only need one tefach of excess on each side. To aser carrying in the smaller chatzar, the larger one could be way more than one amma larger, where there would be no chance of using lavud, and that would make it aser to carry in the smaller one anyway. So it's much more reasonable to assume the Mishnah is going against Rabbi Chiya, and it holds that a lechi that's only visible from the outside is pasul, that if it's only not near me bifnim, that it's a pasul lechi, and we need to make the larger chatzar exactly one amma larger than the smaller chatzar, so that each side post will meet Rabbi Yossi's requirement that the side posts need to be three tefachim each in order to allow carrying in the mavoi. Now, even though that seems to be a tiyufta, the Gemara seems to end it in a tiyufta on the opinion that a lechi only visible from the outside is kasher, we paskin that way because Rabbi Chiya supports it, and something that Rabbi Chiya says in the Braisa is always very authoritative. The Gemara tells us Rav Yosef didn't remember anyone ever telling him about Rav Huna's shita that a lechi that's only visible from the outside is kasher, but Abaye was there to remind him that of course he told it to us in the following context. Rav Yosef had taught that if you add a lechi as an extension onto a wall of the mavoi, so if the lechi is less than 4 amos long, so it's a regular lechi and you're allowed to carry anywhere inside the inner edge of that lechi. If it's more than 4 amos long, then it's considered a separate mavoi and you're not allowed to carry inside there. Rav Yosef himself had commented on that there are three things, Sham Minatlas, that you'll see from there. Number one, Bein Lechiayin Asr, you see that you're not allowed to carry directly across from the Lechi, only inside the inner surface of the Lechi. Number two, Meshech Mavoi Ba'arba, you see that the length of a Mavoi, of a typical Mavoi, is 4 Amos, minimum length of a Mavoi, rather, is 4 Amos. And number three, Nir Mibuchutz, Vesham Mibifnim, Nidal Mishum Lechi. You see that even though the Lechi is not visible from the inside of the Mavoi, it still counts as a Lechi, as long as it's visible from outside of the Mavoi. Then we move on to the second statement of the Mishnah in the entire Masechta, Va'arach of Me'aser Yemayit. The Mishnah said that an opening that's more than 10 amos in a mavoi has to be made smaller. So Abaye quotes a braisa that Rav Yehuda even allows a lechi or kor to be used on an opening that's larger than 10 amos, but it doesn't tell us how large of an opening he would allow. So the Gemara suggests, Rav Achi suggests, that maybe it's 13 and a third amos based on Pasei Biros, that by Pasei Biros we allow these L-shaped partitions in the four corners, and we allow airspace up until 13 and a third amos, so if we can allow by Pasei Biros parutz meruba la omed, and yet we don't allow more than 13 and a third blank amos of empty space, so by a mavoi where we don't allow parutz meruba la omed, kal v'chomer we're not going to allow more than 13 and a third amos of empty space. So the Gemara says that's a bad kal v'chomer for two reasons. First of all, maybe we only have to be so careful about limiting the size of an opening by Pasei Biros because there's more parutz than there is omed. Maybe a mavoi which is mostly surrounded by wall, you have more omed than you have parutz, maybe we can be more makel on the other end and we could tolerate a larger opening, a larger blank space in a mavoi. Or you could say in the other direction, that maybe Pasei Biros, that kiltubuhu chad kula, akalbu kula achrina. Maybe by Pasei Biros we're going to be makel up until 13 and a third amos, because we see that we're so makel by Pasei Biros, we even allow parutz merubah l'omid. But when it comes to a mavoi, we don't have any kulas by a mavoi, so maybe you have to be much more machmir in terms of how much open space you're going to allow. Now when the opening is too large to allow for a lechi or a 20 amma opening. So what do you do? So the Gemara gives three suggestions. First, Levi quotes a brisa that holds you could just put a pole in the middle of the opening, and that will split the one large opening, the 20 amma opening, into two smaller openings. But Levi himself rejects it. He says, "Ein halacha ka'osa mishnah." Second suggestion Levi suggests is that osa paskava asara b'meshach arba amos, that make a 10 tefach high wall that's 4 amos long and run along the length of the chatzer, put it in the middle of the opening, but going 4 amos deep into the chatzer, and that will divide the mavui into two smaller openings, and that would be okay. The final suggestion, Rav Yehuda, in dealing with a 15 amma wide opening, said that a 3 amma long board can be placed within 2 ammos of one of the side walls, which effectively closes off the first 5 ammos, and then you're left with only 10 ammos, which is a normal opening. Later on, the Gemara will explain that Rav Yehuda isn't concerned that people will use the 2 amma empty space as a Pesach, because the ein adam maniach Pesach adav v'nichlas b'Pesach katan, person wouldn't leave aside a very large Pesach, just go into a smaller Pesach. So the Gemara has 3 suggestions why Rav Yehuda didn't suggest alternative ways to close off the 15 amma opening. First said, why not place a 1.5 amma board against the side wall of the mavui, leave a space of 2 ammos, then put another 1.5 amma board. So Gemara says, no, that's no good, because omid merubah leparetz mishtei ruchos havi omid, that having more wall than breach works when the wall is divided, that would work, but this would not work, because asi avir dahaygis of avir dahaygis of mevatalei. There's airspace on both sides of the board, and that will be mevatel the board. Second suggestion is maybe make a series of 3 1 amma boards, separated by an amma of empty space in between them. We say, no, that also, asi avir dahaygis of avir dahaygis, airspace on either side, will come and will be mevatel. Final suggestion, leaving an amma of empty space, followed by 2 1.5 amma boards that are each separated by an amma, another amma of empty space. Gemara says, yeah, that would work, but it's a big hassle. Kulei hai lo etruchu rabbanon, much easier to just leave 2 ammas blank space, 3 amma piece of wall, and that would be fine. Then the daf concludes with Tanan Hassam. We have a mission in Kalim that 2 leather straps over a primitive toilet seat with a gap in between can combine to form an ohel that's a tefach wide, that the 2 leather straps together with the gap equal a tefach. So there are 2 opinions about the dimensions of the straps. Rav Dimi said that each strap is 2 etzba'os wide, and the gap is 2 etzba'os wide, so using a small finger and measuring the etzba'os. So, and Ravin said that each strap is 1.5 etzba wide, with the space of an etzba in the middle, using a thumb as the measuring finger. So Rav Dimi denied that he argues with Ravin about omen merubah leparetz mishtei ruchos, whether you could have a wall that can exceed a space when combining the walls on the two sides of that space, but he acknowledges that he does argue with Ravin whether paretz ka'omed, if the gap equals the size of the walled partition, whether that's considered to be closed or open. Ravin would not consider it to be closed. Rav Dimi would say paretz ka'omed is considered to be closed. We didn't get to that in today's daf. Mirtz Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow. Sure.